الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله، صلوات الله وسلامه عليه. I had to travel with my mother this morning. I'm just coming back now. And it was not planned, but I had to go. Inshallah, we'll continue our book, Faithful Fitan, by Sheikh Suleiman Al-Rushaili. And he is talking about how does the Muslim handle himself in the times of fitan. The fitan that he talks about are al-fitanul am, general, widespread, affecting a large number of people. But these points, if you look at them one after the other, they are also very beneficial regarding your dealings with the people. If you have a friend and you have a little disagreement, you have to know what you say to him so that you don't add salt to the wound. You have to know what you say. You have to know how you say it. The last point we read is about or was about Asabru. As that the Sheikh says, Hafizahullah min fiqh al-fitani al-sabru. From the things we must employ in the times of fitna is al-sabru, holding back yourself. Al-sabru. Today, inshallah, we'll be going to al-aslu al-ishrun. The entirety of the usul are 26. They are 26 in number. Today we'll read, inshallah, the 20th point. Al-aslu al-ishru. The 20th point. The 20th point to note in the times of it. Sheikh Suleiman al-Ruhayli said, "Min fiqh al-fitani qat'u al-sab'i al-dunyawi al-madi wal-ma'nawi." From the things we must note in the times of fitna is qat'u at-tam'i ad-dunyawi. Cutting off the desire and the enticements of this world. Don't allow the things of ornamentation, beauty, that the heart desire. Don't allow it to deceive you into the pit now. If I follow this group, they will give me a car. Don't allow that one to deceive you. They say that so person is distributing 500,000. Don't be deceived. That desire to want to acquire that money is the tam'u. Min fiqhil fitan qat'u tam'i ad-dunya. From the things we have to understand in the times of fitna is cut off the desire. I want to have. Don't be deceived into fitna by your desire to acquire. It's dumb. A dunya. The sweetness of what you think you want to acquire. If I get this one now, I want to buy you. Have you moved? Cut that thing off. Don't be deceived into fitna by the desires for acquisition of wealth. Atomic sweetness, enticement, don't let it bring you into fitna. Said, Hafizahullah, min fiqh al-fitan, qat'u tam'i ad-dunya. From the major rulings in the times of fitna is to cut off the worldly desires and pleasures, cut it off. Whether that tomorrow is maji, something that you can touch, like money, like car, like house, like landed property, like phones. They say, oh, they are distributing iPhone. iPhone is what now? Don't be deceived. Don't allow that to deceive you into it. Whether it is magic, something that is physical that you can touch, or that it is what? Manawi. Something that is not physical. Whether something that is physical or something that is theoretical. It's not physical. It is not something that you can touch. Like what? Like status, position. If I do this now, I will become the Baba Adini. You know, you can't touch that one. If they say, if you do this, we'll give you a car. You can touch the car. That's magic. The man away is that. So I'll be the one controlling the whole area now. Whether it is magic or manam, whether it is physical, something you can touch, or it is something you cannot touch, something that is not tangible. Don't allow these two things to entice you into it now. Cut it off in the time for it. So the Sheikh says, in fifth Hilfikan, cutting off the pleasures and the desires, the enticements of this dunya. Whether that enticement is al-Mahdi or what? Al-Ma'na. Whether it is physical or it is abstract, something you cannot see. The Sheikh says, Atom or the umur dunya al-hissiyya awil ma'nawiyya. Being desirous of the issues of this dunya, whether those things are hissiyya, that is ma'diyya, physical, tangible, or ma'nawiyya, they are not tangible. They are just things that a person can achieve, like status, like position. You cannot touch position, so it is ma'nawiyya. Min makanatin, whether that is a status, a position, or something like that. But yakudu sahibahu ila al-musara'ati fil fitna. That kind of a thing, qad yakudu, it could lead, it could drag sahibahu, that individual, that victim, ila al-musara'ati fil fitna. It could drag him to jump, to hastily fall into al-fitna. At-tamru at-dunya, qad yakudu sahibahu ila al-musara'ati fil fitna. It can drag the person. Be careful about those kinds of desires, whether it is physical or it is what? Abstract. Something you can touch, or it is something you cannot touch. From amongst the things of this dunya. If you do this now, we'll do this to you. If you do this now, we'll send you. If you come to, like it was said that during the answer, some people went for the protest because they want to eat rice. At any rate, that is Tomorun Dunya. We should see you. They can chop them, they can touch it. Rice. Right. They invited you to fitna ground because of the crimes. Fuck off that kind of a desire. As small as that can be. Some people went there to eat rice and another thing happened. They may die there. So maybe he'll fit and cut through a tunnel at 2 years. Cut it off. Don't let it bring you into it. Wallahi, these things destroy people. This summer is junior. It can be a woman. Some people went there to get girlfriends. We are coming back to that. This is part of what Sheikh Suleiman mentioned. This is what we want. Some people can, a woman can tell them, if you come to campaign or if you come to contest, don't worry, you are my husband, just forget, I will marry you. So you will go there. Summer or junior. Enticement, worldly enticement, took him there. The Sheikh says, قَدْ يَكُونُ صَحِبَهُ إِلَى الْمُسَارَعَةِ فِي الْفِكْرِ. Those things can make the individuals hastily fall into the fitna. May Allah protect us. وَقَدْ يُزَخْرِفُ الشَّيْطَانُ لَهُ. Unfortunately, قَدْ يُزَخْرِفُ الشَّيْطَانُ لَهُ. Shaitan can adorn those things, can embellish those things, can design that thinking for him. He will now think that أَنَّ ذَلِكَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. He tell his wife, Umu, they said they will give me a car. If they give me a car, that's فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ now. People will know that Ahlul Sunnah, they are enjoying. Shaitan, بَيَّنَ لَهُ الشَّيْطَانِ. قَدْ يُزَخْرِفُ الشَّيْطَانُ لَهُ أَنَّ ذَلِكَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Shaitan will make him think that that enticement that he is going to seek, if he gets it, after all, Solomon last Sheikh, they are going to use it to serve Allah. They can deceive him. If you follow them, they will take you to Hajj. See now, go to Hajj. Don't think it is to serve Allah. You are just fulfilling your own desire. May Allah protect all of us. This thing is there. It's there. People are enticed into fitan in different ways because the people will employ something they know that you like. The Sheikh says back again, in Fitani, قَطْعُ طَمْعِ الدُّنْيَا الْمَالِيِّ وَالْمَعْنِيِّ. الطَّمْعُ فِي أُمُورِ الدُّنْيَا الْحِسِّ أو المعنى معنوية من مكانة أو ماذا أو نحوها قد يقود صاحبه إلى المسارعة وقد يزخرفه الشيطان له أن ذلك. Are these expressions that I read clear now? فالطمع في المال فتنة. الطمع في المال فتنة. إخوة, being desirous of wealth, money too. Being desirous of wealth, الطمع في المال. Fortunately, we all like money. Or there are some of us who don't like money. Everybody likes money. Allah protect. So inside what you like, Shaitan comes inside. That's why it's easily a bit. Ruina linnasi, hubbu shahawat, minan nisaa. It's part of what they use, women. Women. May Allah protect them. But what's the point here is that at-tam'u fil mali fitnatu, being desirous of wealth, take anybody anywhere. In fact, even those who are the middle of fitna, if they see that they will die and that they should not die, they will get some money. They will run away so that they can go and collect their money somewhere. Even if they have to go to Cameroon, they will just be something different. Okay. Somehow, he does not want to want money. Money. May Allah protect all of us. The Sheikh says, فَالطَّمْعُ فِي الْمَالِ فِتْنَةٌ. Being desirous of wealth is trial, big trial. May Allah protect us. And this trial, قَدْ يَكُونُ إِلَى فِتْنَةٍ أَعْظَمِ. It can lead to far, far bigger fitan. May Allah protect us. يَقُولُ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ. Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa salam said, inna li kulli ummatin fitnatan inna li kulli ummatin fitna wa fitnatu ummati al mal inna li kulli ummatin fitna wa fitnatu ummati al mal every ummah has its own fitna every community of people they have their own fitna The messengers who came before now, their people had things by which Allah tried them. That's why the people of Salih alayhi salam, what did Allah say that camel, the she camel is? He says, Inna mursilu alayhim, alayhimun naqata. Fitnatan lahum. This is the answer. This is for the people who watch. Just watch them. Patiently. See what they will do. Why? Because it is fitna. So our own ummah says, wa fitna to ummati al-mal. The fitna of this ummah is money. How many brothers have shaved their beards because of money? Brother, I need that work. Shave the beard. How many women have removed his bath, including niqab, because of money? How many? How many students? Let me say, while we were with one of our teachers in the north, we had a very good brother. We have a brother, very good. This brother, I read a book of Logar with him. Very, 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 very good. He just called me one day, that will after. Say now. He said, if somebody says we don't have knowledge now, that person is a liar. Ikhwah, did you hear what I said? I said, go on. Tell me now, I want to look for money. I think I have searched for knowledge, it's enough. Wallahi. You know the job he finally ended up doing? He's following Pengasa. You know Pengasa? What is their twin? Pengasa and... Lupin is following Lupin. Those people carry petrol from one depot to the other. Talib very good. His Quran is nice. His Arabiya is sweet. He abandoned, he stopped coming for class. He said, oh, you matter, you need to stop. You want to look for money now. I still remain there 4 years after that time. I've never seen him till today. Since that day, all the gurus, the books we used to read together, we stopped it. Let's go and look for money. There are many examples like that. The fitna to ummati al-mal. People have abandoned. How many people have abandoned Islam itself because of money? Islam is the better. How many? How many women have thrown jalabib away? This jilbab, the Nigeri business shape. You are doing video on Instagram with jilbab? Something must be wrong with you. Those scholars who you will claim that they allow pictures, will they allow the kind of pictures you are doing? If you say photography is haram, and that is the strongest view amongst the ulama, and that it includes video making. And that's the strongest view among the ulama. They say, but some scholars say it's permissible. Not because they consider the evidence is there as stronger, but because that's what they desire, they want. Okay, if that is the strongest view, no, sir, true, true. Those things you are videoing yourself for, will those scholars you quote permit you to be videoing yourself like that on Instagram? Oh, you sister. But because the fitna of this woman is mad, they will not see that any. The fitna of money puts the people into more fitna. May Allah protect all of us. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Inna li kulli ummatin fitnat. Wa fitna to ummati. Fitna to ummati al-mal. May Allah protect. رواه مسلم. الإمام الترمذي رواه هذا الحديث. ويقول صلى الله عليه وآله Messenger of Allah alayhi salatu wa salam also said, Badiru bil a'mali fitanan ka kita'il laylil mudlil. Badiru bil a'mali fitanan ka kita'il laylil mudlil. Badiru bil a'mali fitanan. Start a lot of good deeds. Make some good deeds. A lot of good deeds. Make efforts to do a lot of good deeds. Do that before some fitna will come. Make good deeds before fitna come. And that fitna, how will it be? Taqita in laylil muslimi. It will be like a part of the dark night. What does that mean? It means that when that fitna comes, people will hardly find guidance. So do good deeds now that things are clear. Before a time when the fitna will come such that it will be like the dark part of the night. So do good deeds before that fitna comes. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Badiru bil a'mali fitana. Make good deeds come before a kind of a fitna. How is that fitna? Kakita in laylil muslimin. That fitna will be like a part of the very dark night where people hardly found their way. And during that fitna, yusbihu rajulu mu'mina wa yumsi kafira. An individual will wake up, yusbihu mu'minan. He will wake up as a believer in Allah subhanahu wa yumsi kafira. But in the evening, he has turned to a kafir. Because of the strength and the seriousness of the fitna. Today, many young boys and girls will say nonsense about Allah and His blessings because they think that they have read about philosophy. The fitna. Things will not be clear again. Things that had been clear will not be clear again. May Allah protect all of us. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the fitna will be such that he may even pass the evening as a believer. And by the time he wakes up the next morning, he has turned to become a kafir. From the consequences of that fitna, may Allah protect us, is that yabi'u dinahu bi'aradin min ad-dunya. He will sell off his religion with one paltry, trivial thing from this book. One small thing they will give him, he will sell off the book. The way the fitna will be. With one single thing, small thing. You see the woman before, she was wearing niqab and jilbab. She too should start talking feminism. You know women must be free. You know these men, they are always oppressing their wife. They are offering doing it. What is it that women cannot do? Men can do nonsense. Things she knows are nonsense. They just tell her, give her tickets, you and your husband. Come to UK. They go to UK. They lodge them in Radisson Blue Hotel. You know Radisson Blue. Or Marriott. These are 5-star hotels across the world. They lodge them in one big hotel. They spend 2 weeks there. By the time they come back, they start saying that. May Allah protect. So people, the fitna here is the fitna of atomru, that desire. Ha, Allah, UK. Did they say any person who goes to UK will get Al-Jannah? Huh? Is getting, being in the UK, the key to Al-Jannah? Is getting a British passport the key to Al-Jannah? My friend, Joko Jel. Sit down somewhere and let's hear something. Getting a British passport or an American passport does not make you from the people of Al-Jannah. Why do you want to sacrifice your deen for something that does not guarantee you Al-Jannah? أتستبدلون الذي هو أدنى الذي هو خير. But because of that desire, and in this case, the desire may even be ma'anawi, because when they come in the society, they say, ah, people should see us that we, as we are going like this, so with my Zimbabwe, I have gone to UK before. So what? That tamu she desires is ma'anawi. She wants to be looked at with the eye of respect. Ma'anawi. He wants to be seen like civilized. I have been to UK before, 2 weeks. Very low, I love that. Oh, my God. Just 2 weeks. He turned and started saying something. He allowed to take knowledge. He would sell his religion for a paltry, worldly benefit. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Badiru bil amali fitanan kakito illayli muslim. Make haste to make good deeds before a fitna will come. That fitna will be kakita illayl al-muslim. It will be like a path of a very dark night. Yusbihu rajulu mu'mina. It will be so dark and confusing that an individual will wake up as a believer. Wa yumti kafira. By the evening, he has turned to a disbeliever in Allah. Wa yumti mu'mina. Or the individual can, in the evening, be a mu'min. وَيُصْبِحُ كَافِرًا. By the time he wakes up in the morning, he had become a disbeliever in Allah. يَبِعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا. He would have, or he will sell his deen for a small, paltry, worldly gain. Small money. Does 1 million satisfy, suffice for your being in Al-Jannah? They gave you 1 million. 1 million, if you are domana, may Allah protect them. But because there is fitna, and the mal itself, the money itself is the fitna of this ummah. There's a fitna that's confusing everybody. Money itself is fitna. So one fitna got him into another fitna. May Allah protect them. يقول شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله. شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله قال: وكثير ممن خرج على ولاة الأمور أو أكثرهم إنما خرج لينازعهم مع استحسارهم عليه. says كثير ممن خرج على ولاة الأمور. Majority of the large majority. He says كثير. Many of those. مِمَّنْ خَرَجَ عَلَى وُلَاتِ الْأُمُورِ. Who will start an insurgent against constituted authority? Hey, we not agree, we want to divide Nigeria. All these people. Hey, we not agree, this woman was divided. يَخْرُجُ عَلَى وَلِيِّ الْأَمْرِ أَوْ أَكْثَرُ. Or the majority of them. إِنَّمَا خَرَجَ لِيُنَازِعَهُمْ مَعَسْتِئِسَارِهِمْ عَلَيْهِ. He only wants to contest their own preference for themselves over him. He wants to contest it with them. You are enjoying this. You are driving this. You are in Alto Rock. We are here. He wants to go and contest that with them. That is how they are. And that's why one of the best presidents who handle these kinds of people, we know him, Coach. You know what you do to them? You will create a federal government office and put money there, put them there. You will use this one. He will not look at the money. You know that president in Nigeria here. Once you find somebody shout, hey, we don't agree, we must capture Nigeria. This president is that. They are, bring him to my office. And there's Haybatus Sultan. Are you helping one? Haybatus Sultan. The reverence of meeting a ruler. Many of those who are abusing Buhari, if you see Buhari like this, you will lie down. I tell you this. If you meet Buhari face to face, hold up, I learned. That's what they call Haybatus Sultan. The power, the reverence
and esteem that comes with power. Even state governors. Was it not last year one state governor was abusing the president, President Buhari? They had the following Wednesday, they had state meeting. And picture the cameraman, camera that governor. When he wanted to shake the president, he bowed down like this. He had abused him 2 weeks ago. When he met him, the president gave him hand, like he bowed down like this to shake the president. You know why? If you want to enter Aso Rock to meet president, protocols would have brought you down. If you have two phones, you are a governor, they can tell you, sir, you can only go with one. You are a governor, governor of Igbo State. You have six phones. Your aides are carrying, one is carrying three, another one is carrying, they will collect all of them. They will search your pocket. You will go through security. You will write your name. You will sign entry. You will sign time in. You will sign, you are governor. You want to see somebody else. Before you see, you think governor don't enter to see Buhari? You want to see one of the most powerful presidents in the world? So when you finish all that, they will now leave you into one room. Camera is there watching you. When you look up, you see the camera, I'm the one they are looking to like. You are governor outside, shouting, abusing him. You too, when people want to enter your office, that is the same protocol. You are the one now subjected to that same protocol when you are still a sitting governor. Democratically elected. If you had 10 aides following you, they can say, sir, only one of them can go with you. And by the time you really want to get into the office when the president is, only you alone. No aides. That time, if you want to shake Buhari, will you not bow down? That's why when we die, Allah will take everything from us. Death takes everything from us. You will die. Death will take everything. When you wear cap, that is your day of the day of death. When you wear cap, 65,000 naira cap. I'm not talking about my own. They'll say remove the cap. They will remove your cap. If you are wearing shoe, they say remove the shoe. When Abba carried that, they say he was wearing a watch of 30 million. They say remove the watch. Allah will remove everything from your body first. He will take you alone. Even that office, they will remove it from you. When they say chief of staff, they say no. They bring the dead body. They will not be able to say bring the chief of staff. If you are a governor, they will not be able to say bring the governor. They will say bring the cop. That time, because you are dead, no more governor. If they call you governor, some people will ask those people calling you governor when you are still dead. Are you sure you still have your senses? Do you call a dead person a governor? So that's why when we stand up on the day of Qiyamah, nothing. Nothing. So all those power, authority, certificates, professor, CFI, FSS, MNI, these that you have, they're taking it away. They're in your house. That's why they even took it away from you before you died. If it is remaining on you, you have your ID card, you have your password, you have this, they say, please remove it, it is inconveniencing me. Your ATM card is inconveniencing you. Before that, you never die. Those people who abuse constituted authority, Sheikh al-Islam says, Rahimahullah ibn Taymiyyah. Says إنما خرج لينازعهم مع استئثارهم عليه. They are only contesting, they are only rebelling against constituted authority because they want that pleasure that the ruler is enjoying. They want the house the ruler is enjoying. They too want to stay inside that rock. And they contested election. They lost in their own thing. They lost in their words. Someone contested election. You want to be president. And you are the one shouting democracy. You lost in your words. Now you want to do revolution against democracy. The same democracy you are shouting. Revolution against democratically elected president of the country. You can see their confusion. It's wrong. Why? Their desire is just to be in that place where the ruler is. They want to be sharing the money of CBN. They want to be the one hearing the accounts of NNPC. They want to be the one talking about PXN. That's why all of them, you always hear them talking about how to distribute the wealth. They want to be in the place of wealth distribution. When you find somebody in insurgence or rebellion against constituted authority, where the constituted authority is, what he distributes, what he is in charge of. They want to be the ones controlling MFLA in CBN. So they say, nobody. And that's why there is none of those groups that can give an account to their people. Their group with which they are coming into the insurgents, they can't give an account. The money you collected for your activities, account for it. They can't, because the sole aim is that contest for material pleasure. They are not patient over the fact that the ruler is the one enjoying it. They want to be the one to enjoy it. ثُمَّ إِنَّهُ قَدْ يَكُونُ لِوَلِيِّ الْأَمْرِ ذُنُوبٌ أُخْرَى. The ruler could even have other things that he commits. فَيَبْقَى يُبْغِدُهُ وَلَا وَلِاسْتِئْسَارِهِ يَعْزُمْ. He says, فَيَبْقَى يُبْغِدُهُ. The ruler could be committing other things. But that same person will go on hating the ruler. This is sorry. Just because the ruler gives preference to himself. He will not be criticizing those other things that the person is committing. And when he criticizes it, it is still upon the same platform of preference for himself. The Allah takuna fitnatun wa yakuna dinu kulluhu lillah. That person contesting in surgery, he will go on criticizing that ruler. He will go on fighting him. He will go on criticizing him and fighting him, thinking that annahu yukatilu. He will be claiming and thinking that he is fighting that ruler. The Allah takuna fitna, so that there will be no fitna. He will be claiming that the reason I'm fighting is that I want everybody to be worshipping Allah. That is in the state, in the region where people are worshipping Allah. But in our own kinds of region, they will say, ah, so that they want to emplace good governance. The governance cannot be good until you are the one distributing commonwealth. So they go on fighting, saying, oh, we want good rule, good government, good government. Or we want the rule of Allah on the earth. Those are the slogans of the likes of the Ikhwan and Hizb ut-Tahrir. We want the rule of Allah on the earth. We want the rule of Allah on the earth. Upon what? Upon what? Upon what? The Sheikh says, that is his claim. وَمِنْ أَعْظَمِ مَا حَرَّكَهُ عَلَيْهِ. But the biggest of what is pushing him into all of that, making him rebel against constituted authority, is what? طَلَبُ غَرْضِهِ. Is his own seeking, his own personal desires and objectives. So, إِمَّا وِلَايَةٌ وَإِمَّا مَالٌ. He either wants to be the one in authority, or he only wants money. When we're in the north, you hear some people, they'll be shouting, this governor is bad. That time, the governor was McCarthy. You know McCarthy, that time. Some people are shouting, this McCarthy, what lie. They gave him one bag of rice, one jerrycan of granite oil, and one ram. Then they took him to Hajj. When he came back, he said,
There are some governors on the earth. They are people of Allah. Say, oh. Now. One bag of rice, one jerrycan of granite with one ram, and then come and go to Hajj. By the time they came back, Makarbi became Waliullah. You can see the quick transition. The reason is that the original aim for that was not any kind of goodness. It is that his own garment, that wealth that he wants. He doesn't want any more than that. May Allah protect us. That is a statement of Sheikh Islam Ibn Taymiyyah. So, desire for wealth, desire for the sweetness of this dunya can get a person into it. The one who stands up in rebellion against constituted authority, what pushed him to that is that he either wants wealth or he wants what? Power. Let me be the one when I'm coming. Army will first of all. Army will take over first. When the president went to recently, I observed something, I don't know whether you observed it. The security men were speaking Hausa completely. Those who were dispatched for that assignment, both CS, DSS, and Army, so Hausa they were. Is that part of security or not? It's part of security. Because in the circumstance, if you bring any other than that, that person can jeopardize security. And then you can communicate within yourself. Somebody is hearing you, but he can't understand what you are saying because of the hostility of the community against the person they were speaking. I say, guys, look at it. Look at security. There are so many things I wish that people who watch, I like things like that. I like watching issues on security and reading about security and military intelligence. I like it so much. The security was soft. Some people can now say, who don't like this thing? He wants to be like that. So he starts fighting the one who is there now. Start disgracing him. Start looking for his errors. Start spreading his mistakes. And. But behind, he will not say that his goal. His goal is that he wants the authority, he wants the power, he wants the enjoyment. Nothing more than that. But we shall say, no, we want the rule of Allah on the earth. We want justice. We want this. We want that. That person may be wearing this Bible. It does not mean that she represents what this Bible truly means. May Allah protect all of us. So fitna, love for wealth and enjoyment can bring somebody into that. May Allah protect us. He says, وَقَدْ ذَكَرَ أَهْلُ السِّيَرِ أَنَّ عَبْدَ الرَّحْمَنَ إِبْنَ مُلْجَمْ قَتَلَ عَلِيًّا مِنْ أَجْلِ امْرَأَةٍ جَمِيلَةٍ أَرَادَ الزَّوَاجَ بِهَا فَاشْتَرَقَتْ عَلَيْهِ فِي مَهْرِهَا قَتْلَ عَلِيٍّ. It says, وَقَدْ ذَكَرَ أَهْلُ السِّيَرِ. The scholars of Islamic history and the biography of the scholars and what had happened in the past, they said that Abdurrahman ibn Muljam, you know Abdurrahman ibn Muljam, the person who killed Ali ibn Abi Talib, he stopped Abdurrahman ibn Muljam. He's from among the Khawarij. May Allah protect him. This man did mention that قَتَلَ عَلِيًّا مِنْ أَجْلِ امْرَأَةٍ جَمِيلًا. He killed Ali ibn Abi Talib because of a very beautiful woman, أَرَادَ الزَّوَاجَ بِهَا, that he intended to marry. فَاشْتَرَطَتْ عَلَيْهِ فِي مَهْرِهَا. She now gave the condition of her mahar to be what? قَتْلَ عَلِيًّا. If you kill Ali, I go marry you. So what was it that brought him into fitna? Desire. At-tam'u ad-dunyawi. Desire. Enticement of this world. Sometimes it can be from money. Sometimes it can be from love of authority. Sometimes it can be as a result of what? Women. It's got a lot of people into fitna. women. Ibn Muljam.
Do we remember the story of the people of Saleh?
In Ashwara, Allah referred to them as this are to Rahbin.
Yufsiduna fil ardi wa la yuslihu.
8 of people. Do you know who their leader was? It was a woman. It was a woman who was their leader. The one who stood up to kill that she camel of Nabi Saleh. It was said that the woman said in that their gathering, she had a girl. That woman was the richest woman in their town, in their city. Now she had a girl that everybody in the city desired to marry the girl because her mother was rich and the girl was beautiful. So when they did the gathering, she was among those who were feeling insulted, who were feeling insulted. How can Saleh be preventing us? One day for camel, one day for the rest of the people. We can't take that shit. We can't take that nonsense. So they did a meeting. 8 of them. The leader was a woman, that rich woman. She funded that rebellion. She now said to them, any one of you who is able to actually stab that animal, I will marry my daughter to him. Al-Hafiz ibn Kathir mentioned it twice. He mentioned it in Qisas al-Anbiya. He also mentioned it in Al-Bidayah wa Nihayah. If you kill that camel, I marry my daughter to you. So that was why Allah says, إِذِنْ بَعَثَ أَشْفَاهَا. The worst amongst them, the most wretched amongst them, in Ba'ath, nobody did come. That one, what motivated him to stand up to slaughter that animal? He wanted to marry the girl. Tom'u, Junior. The zeal, desire, enticement for, that woman, let me go marry her, then are you? Okay, I will do it. He went on. This Tom'u, for a woman, if you go to Islamic history, it is used positively too. There was one of Khulafa amongst the Khulafa who had gone in the past. It was said that one of his children used to misbehave, and he was going to be the Khalifa after him. So he used to tell that boy, go and see so girl. He went, he saw the girl, he came back, he said, that is the girl that I want to marry for you. But you have to start behaving like this, and you have to stop behaving like this. He said over a period of 6 to 7 years, the boy changed. He was asking his father, have I changed now? Why? He wants to be able to marry the girl. So in that case, it was used positive. It was used positive. There are many examples. Even in Yoruba land, if a boy is misbehaving, they say, oh, did you walk for you? I only want to buy. He will start for you, only me know. That stubborn is there for everybody. So easily it can drive you into a fitna. Love of wealth, love of women, love of position, status, rank, praise. For some people, you want people to just praise you. You will tweet nonsense. And people who are like you will be telling you, thank you very much. Thank you. They are like you. That's all you want. If you can abuse worry very well, you're a good person. He'll start supporting you. Thank you. Good. Please, that. That's what he wants. He only wants comments. So they say, that's your tweet. It's got 1 million retweets, 10 million comments. You will think that you have done something well. You will carry the burdens on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah protect. So all these things push the people into fitna. وَيَقُولُ الْحَسَنُ الْبَصْرِي عَنِ الْخَوَارِجِ. Al-Imam al-Hasan al-Basri, he said about the Khawarij. The Khawarij are those whose job in the history of Islam, their major job is rebellion and insurgency. That's a major job. They have other things in their aqidah. And the one that propels them to rebel against constituted authority is that they declare them kufar over a sin. If you commit a sin, major sin, kafir. So since it's kafir, his blood is lawful. So they rise, they look for justification, and they rebel against constituted authority. Because of this, they used to be referred to as al-Khawarij. They go against the rest of the Muslims. The Khawarij regarding them, al-Imam al-Hasan al-Basri said, Wallahi, لقد رأيناهم صورا ولا عقول. We have seen them, they are a people. They have forms, but there is no intellect inside their head. Like a car without an engine. They have suwar, but no akil inside it. وَأَجْسَامًا وَلَا أَحْلَامًا. We saw them as bodies without intelligence. You are just there, no intelligence. No intelligence. May Allah forgive. They are a people, firashunna. They are a means. If you interpret it literally, you will say they are the rugs of the fire. So, what was firashunna? A means to start trouble. Because when you find that, you find trouble, you find hotness, you find hardship with the people. So they are the firash to that. They are the means to bring about trouble in the community. May Allah protect us. Wa zibbanu tam'i. They are like flies over desire. You know the way flies hover around a sugar or sugary thing? That is how they are also hovering over their desire. They want to satisfy their desire. Zibbanu tam'i. Moving around. They want to satisfy desire. This is how the Khawarij are. When you find someone in rebellion, he only wants power and authority, or he wants what? Wealth. Likewise, when you find someone doing something very, very bad and unnecessary, check it very well. He may want any of these things. He either wants power, or he wants money, or he wants women. He wants just money. Take the woman. May Allah protect each and everyone. This was what Al-Imam Al-Hasan Al-Basri said regarding the Khawarij. He says, وَالطَّمْعُ فِي الْمَكَانَةِ. And that the person is desirous of an office or a status. قَدْ يَقُولُ صَحِبَهُ. He gave us example of mal, Abi. He gave us example of women, Abi. And now he's talking about status. Desire for status. Some of our brothers like it too. They like when they get to a gathering, everybody say, Ebam Kulana, Fadilam Sheikh, he starts to tune this, that, this, he's praising him. Say, MashaAllah. What the Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, is that, إِذَا أَتَى أَحَدُكُمُ الْمَجْلِسَ فَلْيَجْلِسْ حَيْثُ يَنْتَحِي الْمَجْلِسَ. When any of you comes to a city, let him sit where the gathering is. When you say, make road for me, please, please. You see, everybody make road. تَعْفَعْمَا جَعْوَا مُدْ. I use that expression. Someone is a learned person upon the suit. Will he just come upon the gathering? As we are seated here now, if a learned person comes here, what will he do? Sit there. Sit down. It is not wrong to invite him to sit wherever, here. But sit down there first. Follow that suit. More so that you hear somebody giving a da'wah. Don't cut off the da'wah because of your own. Now, some of the people like Makana, they like status, authority. So as he enters there, Akram Akalam, Sheikh, Padilla Sheikh, Akram, he starts talking, starts praising, starts shouting. The entire gathering shouted. When he gets to it, he will tell his wife, as I enter the gathering, everywhere scattered. Hey, so soon now. Don't be like that. Ijlis haythu yantahi al-majlis. Sit down where the majlis ends. If you are desiring, if you are deserving to be invited to any other people, you now say, as we had the class, so and so person came in. Can you please come forward if it is necessary? But they will not invite you. Even when they are inviting you, you will be going there, you are shy. Allah, have I not received all my rewards? It should come to a mind that is conscious of Allah. يقوم معه all this noise. الإمام الألباني لسه ده رحمه الله. He used to avoid to go to India when he was asked. He said, because those people love me too much. If I go there, they will praise me too much. Sheikh Al-Albani, رحمه الله. He did not used to go to India. He said, because if I go there, they like me too much. They will be praising me too much. So he refused to go there. If it were in our own case, where would he be going every day? He likes to be praised. That love for that praise can get a person into it. He likes to be praised. That love can get him into it. That's what the Sheikh said. والطمع في المكانه قد يقود صاحبه ولا سيما ان كان طالب او ان كان طالب العلم. You can read it in any of the two. Especially the طالب العلم. What it means is that if the learned person, the love of authority, Sheikh Fadila to Sheikh, that love, قد يقود صاحبه لا سيما ان كان طالب العلم. Especially if he is طالب العلم. للتخوض في الفتن. It can make him plunge into it. طالب العلم. Everywhere he goes, Madina to shake. As you are talking to bandits, you are talking to insurgents, you are talking to everybody shouting you. Ah, be careful. Be careful. Be careful. You'll be looking left and right, thinking that, I am the most learned. You are not. Wallahi, you are not. Be careful, may Allah protect us. So the love for fame, love for authority, love for a place, love for status, can push the person into fitna, especially if he is a learned person. He'll be thinking that, if I say the people should rise up now, they will rise up against you, Buhari. Be careful. Be careful, fear Allah. Otherwise, I will call on the people to start by, you are getting yourself into fitness. May Allah protect all of us. Fitness. يقول حذيفة رضي الله عنه حذيفة ابن اليمان عند الإطلاق يراد به ابن اليمان. When حذيفة was mentioned without any other name, who are they talking about? ابن اليمان رضي الله عنهما. He said, وكيلت الفتنة بثلاثة. Trials and tribulations in a place are usually connected to three kinds of people. رضي الله عنه. He says, بالجادي النحرير. بالجادي النحرير. Three people. The first one. الجادي النحرير. الذي لا يريد أن يرتفع له شيء إلا قمعه بالسيف. And judge someone who is nice in everything that he does it well. And nihrir, a learned person who knows knowledge very well. Alladhi la yuridu an yartafi alahu shay'. In the times of fitna, he does not want anything to come in front of him. Illa kama'ahu bisayf, except that he puts that thing aside with his sword. He does not want it. Hey, please. The learned person. He does everything well. When fitna comes to set, this is the first thing. Wabil khatib. This person, fitna is connected to him too. He will come back to it. He says, Wabil khatib alladhi tad'u ilayhi al-umur. Fitan is also connected to al-khatib, afa, the imam in the masjid, making khutbah on the days of Jummah. Fitna is connected to him. This person, تدعو إليه الأمور. The affair always come back to him and tell as if he should be invited to give a talk. Issues come to him, inviting him to give a talk. Things will come to him, I need to say something. When affairs come to him, he feels like wanting to say something. This kind of a person is in a place to always want to say something. Many times young people will say, you start say something. Don't say something, keep quiet. This is Al-Khatib. وَبِالشَّرِي فِي الْمَذْكُورِ. Likewise, an eminent person that everybody is mentioning his name. Sharif, yes, is truly eminent and noble. And everybody is mentioning his name. He's known everywhere. These three people, fitna is connected to them. The first one, the learned person, he does not want any problem. If anything comes in front of him, he sets it aside. The second one, Al-Khatib, is always in the position to give a comment about something. The third one, Ibajuma, eminent. Ilumaka, everybody is shouting his name. He has money, he has reputation, he has this, he has that, even though he's not the learned person. Right. So how is the fitna connected to each of them? Hudhayfa said, radiyallahu anhu, فَأَمَّا النِّحْرِيرِ فَتَصْرَعُهُ. As for the one who is learned and that, he wants to put fitna away with his sword. He made a sorrow there. He's put down by it. وَأَمَّا هَذَانِ فَتَبْحَصُهُمَا. As for those other two people, fitna will be looking for them. فَتُبْلُوا مَا عِنْدَهُمَا. The fitna will be searching for what they have. Fitna wants the khatib on the day of Jummah to start talking about it. Tomorrow people should not come out. Fitna wants that. Fitna will be looking for the one eminent in the community. Fitna wants you to say something. So fitna will be looking for them to speak something, say something, and then there's trial. But as for the first one, the fitna cannot, we just put him aside. He's a learned person from the very beginning. So fitna does not want him. The fitna will bring him down. Because fitna will make him keep quiet, not make him participate. But as for those other people, that's Khatib on the Juma who wants to say everything. Or the respected eminent man, everybody is shouting his name, now only you. Fitna looks for them. Or your talk. That's why people start saying, why are you keeping quiet? Soros, okay, you see now. Is the fitna looking for them? Fitna will be looking for the Khatib to talk. It will be looking for the noble people. Why is Bola Tinubu not talking? Nigeria is burning. He should not say anything. He will not say anything. He's an elderly man. He knows politics. He knows people. He knows this talk. He wants me to talk. He wants to bring me to peace. So he won't say anything. So you see those ones talking. Those talk will still be wabal against them. Young people. The age mate of your grandchild is the one telling you, you also are talking, and you are talking. Age mate of your grandchild is the one telling you, talk, speak up, and you are following him. You are just giving response to fitna. So those people, fitna go after them. Fitna goes after those young people. Fitna goes after the khatib on the mimbar. Start saying, the governor did well, the governor did not do well. President do well. Khatib, oh, you president, I'm taking full charge. You are not full charge. You can't take full charge. If an imam says, he's the one taking full charge, you can't take full charge. Those in full charge is the president. You can't give nasiha to the president in public. Look for him and talk to him. That is the nasiha. This one that you have done, you are just abusing leader in public, helping insurgents against him, helping to raise pressures against him. That's why all those media houses that took a job in embarrassing and abusing the president, they were the ones who were propagating it. So you have a right to protect children and women. You don't have a right to protect children and women. Those who have right to protect children and women are those in constituted authority. Your own right is inside the four corners of your house. And Bukhari is not a member of your house. So if you give that statement you are giving on the member to Bukhari, it will not be to Bukhari inside your house. It will not be. So don't be a khatib that wants to say everything. There is a means that the Sharia has made for anybody who wants to advise the constituted authority. The point the Sheikh seeks to tell us here, because we'll be stopping here inshallah, is that min fikhil fitan qatu'u tam'i dunyawi al-madi wal-ma'na. From the major ruling of the times of fitan is to cut off tam'u dunya, the enticement, the desire regarding the matters of this dunya, whether that those things are physical or those things are things that are not physical. The desire to have them can drag the people into fitna. So you cut it. Don't allow them drag you into fitna. Don't allow your love for money to drag you into fitna. Don't allow your love for women to drag you into fitna. Don't allow your love for status, for praise, for popularity. Don't allow them to drag you into fitna. That is a major point under the foundation that the Imam gave, the Sheikh gave, Hafizahullah. This asar of Huzayfa ibn al-Yaman is the cousin and son of Al-Imam Ibn Abi Shayba Abu Bakr, Rahimahullah. We'll stop here so that we can take a few questions for the day, inshallah. We'll continue from here in our next video. He has only 26 and we are on the 20th. Even in life, I think in the next class we should be able to read and the 20th and also read the 24th, the evening life. Our thinking is that when we complete this book, we shall read the Aqidah of Al-Imam Ibn Abi Zayd Al-Khayrawan. The Imam Ibn Abi Zayd Al-Khayrawan, the author of Risalah. We know Risalah too. The Muqaddimah of Risalah. It's a book of Aqidah. I chose the Aqidah of the A'imma upon Mazhab al-Imam Malik. Many times, many of the books of Aqidah were written. He was a student of Imam Ahmad. Like the Aqidah of al-Imam al-Barbaha, Sharf al-Sunni. He's from among the students of Imam Ahmad. When we read Sharf al-Sunni also by al-Imam al-Muzani, al-Imam al-Muzani was a student of al-Imam Muhammad ibn Idris Al-Shafi'i. When you read Aqidah al-Tahawiyyah, he is from the Mazhab of who? Al-Imam Abu Hanifa and Umar ibn Sadiq. So we hope to read a book on the Aqidah of Al-Imam Malik himself. Because Ibn Abi Zayd al-Qayrawani, he used to be called Malik al-Sadiq, the young Malik. Ibn Abi Zayd al-Qayrawani used to be referred to as what? Young Malik, who was one of the most learned scholars in that matter. In his book Risala, because we read Risala a lot, the Muqaddimah of Risala is the Aqidah of Malikiyah, from the scholars of the Mazhab of Al-Imam Malik. From the scholars in the Mazhab of Al-Imam Malik. Many of the people think that if you are Maliki, you should be an Ash'ari. No. The scholars upon the Mazhab of Al-Imam Malik, they are also upon the Aqidah of Al-Imam Malik. The Aqidah of Al-Imam Malik was the Aqidah of Sunnah, not the Aqidah of that man who came later. How can Al-Imam Malik have the Aqidah of someone who came after him? It's like saying that Jesus Christ was a Christian. How can Jesus Christ be Christian? When was Christianity started? So how can Jesus be a Christian? Or like those who say Ibrahim alayhi salam was a Jew. How can Ibrahim be a Jew? Alayhi salatu wa salam. So Al-Imam Malik could not have been an Ash'ari. And he was not, rahimahullah. So what Aqidah was he upon? Bismillah, we want to read that. Very brief. Very brief, but very encompassing regarding the Aqidah of Al-Imam Malik, Because the book Risala is a book of Ikuko. It's usually the third book in the Mazhab you read. So you read Ashmawi, after that you read Ikuko, after that you read Risala. Is that not the sequence? You don't remember. That's usually the sequence, if I remember well. So that fourth chapter in Risala will read it. It's the Aqidah of Ibn Abi Zayd al-Qayrawani al-Maliki, rahimahullah. Bismillah, after our book, we'll go into the Aqidah of Al-Imam Ibn Abi Zayd al-Qayrawani. Inshallah. We have one or two questions we can ask. طيب الحمد لله سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك امين وعليك عبد الرحمن تقول أن في كل أحد أنا لا بد أن أخذ